Welcome to the Conceive Baby podcast. My name's Tasha Jennings, fertility naturopath and nutritionist. In each episode, I share with you my best fertility tips and introduce you to world-leading fertility experts to help you improve your fertility well-being to create your healthy pregnancy. Welcome to the Conceive Baby podcast. I'm fertility naturopath and nutritionist, Tasha Jennings. And in today's episode, I have the pleasure of speaking with a lovely patient of mine, Emily Gentles. Emily started her fertility journey at 41 and was greeted with some pretty scary statistics about her chances. And after failed IVF cycles and miscarriage, it felt like a near impossible task. So Emily is kindly sharing her story to help others who are on their journey to pregnancy over 40. So welcome, Emily.
Hi, Tasha. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And thanks for joining me. I love your story and thank you so much. I know we've spoken off air that you love being able to share your story to help others in a similar situation, because it's what you would have wanted yes. to hear at the Correct. Same time. So yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey, I guess, before wanting to conceive and then I guess to becoming, 41 and ready to start your journey.
Yeah. I've always sort of just been focused on career and being a mother wasn't my sort of top priority. My previous relationship just didn't, you know, wasn't the right person to be having a family with, and just got really entrenched and focused on building a career and just thought motherhood wasn't really on the cards for me. But it wasn't until I was 41 that I met my now husband, and at that point I'd met the person that I thought, yep, that's who I want to, you know, build a family with. But because of my age, it was a conversation we had to have very early in our relationship, and so I was at 41 when we met, and we sort of not many people have to have that conversation that early, but we had to sort of see what our chances were. And so quickly Googled online of, you know, what are the chances of falling pregnant over 40? And yeah, like you said, hit with some pretty depressing statistics, really. And, you know, you've got like a 1% chance, and even the chance you might fall pregnant, but it even being a healthy pregnancy, we're really low. But I thought first step is go see my just local GP and see what they have to say. So they ran blood tests and I came all back in within the normal range. I had never been pregnant before, so there was that part of me that thought, is there something underlying that potentially I couldn't fall pregnant? But no, all my tests were within that normal range. They did my the AMH test as well. And whilst that was low, I think that came at like 2. I was just told, look, for your age, it's within the normal range for your age. So essentially your best chance is to do IVF. So I got referred to a couple of IVF specialists. And again, went and saw a couple, but landed on one who I really felt comfortable with, and she ran another bunch of tests. And again, all my tests sort of came within that normal range that doctors sort of say is good. So the reason I hadn't fallen pregnant, because we had tried for 6 months prior to starting IVF just to see what would happen. And was told if nothing's happening in 6 months, really IVF is your only option. So we thought, okay, went in, did IVF, and we failed really badly at IVF, to be honest. We started our first cycle and I only had one follicle and it wasn't even worth going to egg retrieval. So that cycle got cancelled. Then this was all during COVID too, so in 2020.
Yeah,
So
tough.
it was all quite stressful and things like that. So we thought we'd embark on a second round of IVF, and this time we got to go to egg retrieval, but we only retrieved 4 eggs, and out of the four, only one fertilized. But that one didn't make it to the 5 day to the embryo transfer, so that got cancelled as well. And so after 2 rounds of IVF and not even getting to embryo transfer, we were like, oh, is this even, going to happen for us? We can't even, get to that implantation stage. But during COVID, there was lots of, Instagram lives, and that's how I came across you on my fertility specialist's Instagram page. And she would do some Insta lives on midweek evenings.
Yeah, I remember jumping in
And
doing lots of Insta lives over COVID just to help people out.
Help us out. And that was where my eyes were opened a bit as to things like the 90 days it takes to create a healthy egg. That, fertility is not just about the woman. It's, I think it's like third is the woman, third is the male, and a third is just unexplained. And just things that I didn't know. And even in that healthy range of, for example, like my vitamin D and progesterone were in the normal range, but they were at the very lower end, and how those factors, and I was like, oh, this is like a bit of an eye-opener for me, like, what's this about? So just really tuned in, particularly to your Insta lives in those evenings. And we had got all the medication again for a third try at IVF. And the thing I did like about my fertility specialist is she just wasn't going to do the same thing cycle after cycle. She would tweak it, and we just thought, okay, well, we've had an improvement from the first cycle to the second cycle. We'll do one more cycle. So we got all our medication in the fridge ready to go, waiting for day one, and day one didn't happen. We'd found out we were pregnant. So that was a shock and a surprise. First time I'd ever been pregnant, and but we got to our 7 week scan, and there was no heartbeat. So, and I miscarried. So that was completely devastating. But the fertility specialist said, "Well, you've gotten pregnant, so that's a positive sign that you were pregnant." So we thought, okay, well, we'll just give myself another breather. And we'll start the IVF again in a couple of months. But 2 months later, found out I was pregnant again. So amazing. I was like, okay, maybe this time it's going to be. And unfortunately, again, went to do the scan, and again, no heartbeat, and miscarried at 7 weeks again. So after 2 rounds of IVF that were complete failures, to two miscarriages. 2020 was a pretty horrific year. And whilst, we had all the medication ready to go for the IVF cycle, I was like, we just weren't ready. I just wasn't ready for that disappointment again. So we kind of just kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And then I think it was the start of 2021. I thought, okay, if we're going to go in and do this last round of IVF, because we have all the medication ready to go, I want to be the best possible physical shape I could be in. And made sort of a New Year's resolution of, okay, let's just get in the best shape as possible. And part of that was joining your My Fertile Pantry program, because I
Yes,
heard
I
you
remember
talking
doing
about
that.
it. And it was fantastic, and found that journey great. And then August of 2021. So I'd been sort of again putting it off IVF again, because I was just like, I just don't know if I can, because it's such a mental toll on you doing IVF.
It sure is.
It takes a massive toll on you physically and emotionally. And I found out I was pregnant naturally when I was ready to do the IVF, but we found out we were pregnant naturally. But we weren't very excited. We were just like, okay, is this gonna be the same situation again? Went into the scan thinking, here we go again. But this time there was a heartbeat, which I was completely shocked about. And yeah, literally flabbergasted. And ended up having a really healthy pregnancy. And I've got beautiful Eloise now. So at that, I gave birth to her a couple of months shy of turning 44. So I was 43, turning 44 in the May. I had her in the March. So yeah,
Yeah,
pretty
such an
miraculous. I
exciting
think
journey
she's
for
a
her.
miracle. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous
Yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nearly two now.
Yes.
Goodness.
Nearly two. Yes. Nearly two. Amazing. Yes. So, yeah.
And I
Yeah.
remember seeing you through the program and asking a lot of questions. I guess for anyone listening, what did you find? How did you feel through the program? Was there any specific things that you sort of latched onto and found really helpful?
I think obviously the information that I just wish I had known 12 months earlier, for starters. But just really some of this, it's really the simplicity of it, in regards to the whole foods and really thinking on a cellular level of how good are our cells in our body and what are we doing nutrition-wise to help them and supplement-wise and it just it's just not something you associate with getting pregnant. I don't know if
I
everyone's
agree.
different,
It's not
but
what we're taught in
yeah,
high
it's
school,
just it's no, we're
unfortunately.
definitely not taught that at all. We're not taught that the egg is a
No.
cell and we need to actually make it a healthy cell. So yeah, I think going into if you want to have a family, it's not just the woman's eggs that need to be healthy, it's the men's sperm that needs to be healthy. And what are we, what are we putting into our bodies to help those cells essentially? So it was a bit of an eye-opener. And I always thought myself as a fairly healthy, nutritious person, not a super duper fit person, but always, conscious of what I was eating, but never linking that to my fertility. It just it's never talked about. So that was the biggest eye-opener for me and a big learning curve. But also the way you structured the program was really easy to follow, I think, as well. And because I was working full time and I could watch your your weekly Zoom meetings we used to have, but they were recorded, so it worked me after hours, and just the flexibility of the program really worked for me, still working full time and really busy. And yeah, so
Because it is
that's
almost a full-time job,
been
something to trying
rather
to get
positive.
pregnant, going through IVF. It feels like a full-time job on top of your
Yes,
full-time
it
job,
does. I told people,
sometimes.
yes. And it takes up so much mental space for you when you're trying to navigate the fertility journey, really. So yeah.
It does, and I think it's interesting, as you said, you were a pretty healthy person already. You weren't, you didn't feel like you
Yeah.
were doing anything wrong. And oftentimes there isn't
Nothing. Yeah.
anything necessarily wrong. It's just fertility is a little
Yeah.
bit different. We need to look at things differently. As you
Yes.
said, I see that's
Yes.
probably my number one referral is for people whose all their test results are fine. And I know you fell into that
Yes.
category.
Yes.
But yeah, that's, I guess, another thing you were able to look at it with a different lens with some of the things we spoke about
Yes.
is to, okay, what is fine and
Yes.
what is good and what is optimal is different
Optimum.
from
Yes.
fine. But
Yeah.
that's a difficult thing to navigate.
And I think that's why after the course, I decided to work with you one-on-one, knowing I was going to go into another IVF cycle. I was like, okay, well, I want to get really specific about my test results and what optimum range I need to be in. So just continuing that on past the program was, I think, invaluable for me on a personal level of just getting into the nitty-gritty. And then also, continuing that work through my pregnancy, I had the healthiest pregnancy mentally wise, I was stressed out all the time, thinking,
I
am I going to
remember
have another
speaking to you,
miscarriage? But
which, yeah, and so many people feel that journey. And I always say, you always think, oh, I'll feel better with the next scan. And I said, look, you will for about, from personal and professional experience, for about a few hours, and then you're used to it big again.
You're still stressing about the next scan. So,
It's
but
tough.
physically wise,
Yeah, you.
it went really smooth. Like, if I look back now, and I'm just shocked at how smooth it was, and I kind of wish I'd been able to enjoy it a bit more because I was so stressed all the time mentally. So, but physically, I think continuing that, the principles set up from your program really helped with the journey from, conception through to her arriving. So thank you.
Yeah, I think that, oh, it was such a pleasure seeing you through your journey and through your pregnancy and beautiful Eloise, and that is something that people do struggle with and do finally fall pregnant, that nervousness and that fear of the unknown. And I think that's what's difficult. We were sort of speaking off air, the life before trying to conceive is quite structured, you're in control, you set goals, you got career aspirations, you do things, and then the fertility journey, it's hard to plan. And I hopefully that's gives you some structure and some plan to be able to know that you're doing the best to create those healthy cells and that healthy egg and
Definitely,
healthy sperm.
definitely. And I think if I had known about your program or just the how the nutritional side of it has such a big impact, sorry, on your fertility. I think going into my IVF cycles, if that had been, still the journey we had to go down, I would have been so much more prepared. And it's like I found out all about this after I'd been through IVF, as opposed to I wish I had known about this at the beginning, at the start, even, in my 20s and 30s, known about it. So I'd be prepared more, and I think, may have had a better outcome. That would be the biggest thing that I take out is that, oh, I just wish I'd known about it so much sooner.
I hear that a lot. And I wish I had too. I think even as a naturopath, yes, I knew I needed to be healthy, but I didn't know the depth of understanding that I needed to be able to create my healthy pregnancy, because it isn't something we get taught. And so hopefully people listening to this who are thinking about conceiving, who are, even if you are struggling or over 40, or just to get this information as soon as you can to be able to empower you on that journey. Because in high school, I personally found it's all the opposite. So easy to get pregnant, got to be so careful, which is a valid message, of course, but we don't get any information to the contrary, really.
No, it was just like, if you want to have a kid, cool, you just it's going to happen. But and even speaking to multiple people after falling pregnant and having our daughter, the amount of people who have struggled is been really quite shocking to me, and they just didn't know, or they just didn't think it would be that difficult to have a family. And that's heartbreaking that, so many people have to go through all of that, and there's things we can do in our control. Because I think sometimes we're just sort of like, oh, well, we'll leave it up to IVF or medicine to do. But there's things that we can take control of. And I just wish I'd known sooner. So,
And it does, I think, help mentally too. I found that, personally and professionally, I think, because you are in the IVF process, handing all your hopes and dreams for family over to someone else in some way. So it's nice to know that you can, be in control of what you are providing. That egg and sperm, IVF's an amazing tool, and I, work with a lot of IVF
Amazing.
specialists, but it's only as good as the raw materials that you are able to provide. It can't work miracles beyond that.
And I think that was one thing I remember you saying, because going into IVF, they always tell you it's a numbers game, and the more eggs we get, the better chance you've got. And knowing that my egg retrievals were really low, but in one of the Insta lives, you said it's the quality, not the quantity. So we only need
Absolutely.
one good egg. We just need, just one good egg. And I was like, okay. And that sort of set my, Mind at ease a little bit is like, okay, well, I've got control over the quality as much as I can. So I don't have control over the quantity. The quantity is what it is. But I can have some control over the quality. That if I am going to be going into an IVF, I'm giving them the best that I can give. But you know, miraculously that didn't need to happen, which I'm so grateful for. But yeah, that quality is just, yeah. I did, and that's something you don't hear about either. You just all ever hear about, yeah, we need 20 eggs, we need 40 eggs, you know, we need this many embryos to, you just don't get told about the quality. So, yeah.
I agree. I think the statistics, I saw a recent study and it showed I think you need 60 eggs over 40 to be able to get the, you know, optimize your chances of one pregnancy. And I thought, well, yes, that's the case. But
Yeah.
I've had other patients who nearly had cancelled cycles, only two follicles, but they look good. So we went ahead and one particular
Yep.
patient has one baby and one on ice from two follicles. But because
Wow,
you
two
do have low
couples.
AMH, you know, a low AMH of, you
Yes.
know, most of my patients do have around that, you know, one, two, three, you know, sometimes in the point,
Yeah.
you know, zero something AMH. You're not going to get those massive numbers of eggs. It's not possible. And I think that's really
No.
disheartening and deflating when you think that you must get that number of eggs to be able to get a viable pregnancy.
Yes.
And it's about making sure that that egg that you do produce is viable. And yeah, we just need one to create a beautiful Eloise.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Just the one. And that's, yeah, I think, and also, yeah, I think with this, particularly with your program, I was thinking about it, like it's really important, you know, if your partner does it with you, or because, you know, they've got to be providing their best quality sperm as well. Like it's quality on both sides to create, you know, a baby. So it's all just not on the woman. As often the pressure is put, I think it's, you know, important that both sides are providing the best quality. So, yeah.
Definitely. And that's something that I think men are
Yeah.
actually not aware of, and particularly when it comes to miscarriage. I think there's often this perception that
Yes.
I've done my job. I've got that fertilization happening. I've got you pregnant. You can't hold the baby. But it's not
Yeah.
about you not holding the baby. It's about the quality of that embryo in most
Yeah.
cases. So that,
Yes.
yes, sperm health does influence your risk of
Yeah.
miscarriage, your chances of
Yeah.
conceiving, everything. And I
Yeah.
love the kind of joke that as women we are, you know, biologically programmed to get our men and fix them up a bit. And that's what we do at a biological level. Our egg, you know, it has a
Yeah.
swimmer come along and it can make some
Yeah.
changes and fix it up and then go on to create a healthy pregnancy. But as we get into our
Yeah.
40s, we just don't have the energy for that. Probably, you know,
No.
in reality
Yeah.
as well, we don't have the
Yeah.
energy to fix them up. We just want perfect, no problem, excellent.
Just want perfect. Yeah.
Exactly. So no
Correct.
pressure on the men. And
Yeah.
again, that's something that they often say. I have people come to me say, "Oh, his sperm is great. We don't need to work on him." I'm like, "What does great mean? Can you show me the semen analysis?" And anything over 4% normal sperm, which is 96% of them are pretty duddy, then it's classified as
Yeah.
normal. So there is
Yes,
always things we can
yes.
do. So we don't just want, as you said, even
Yeah.
with your results, we don't just want fine. We don't just want fine sperm. We don't just want fine eggs and fine test results. We want
Yeah.
optimal. And you know, I say to them, men, I want Olympic athletes, swimmers here. I want the best
Yeah.
possible so that there is no issues. We are
So
far more likely to create a healthy pregnancy out of an okay egg with an awesome sperm. And in all fairness to the males, we can actually make a lot more improvements in the men. Like you said, I'm glad you brought that up because they need to get on board. I'm like getting that across. Yes, partners need to get on
Yes.
board.
Yeah, 100%. And also the support, I think, like if you're doing it and you can do it together, there's that support you have with each other as well. So, but yeah, that was, again, going into the fertility journey, that's something I really wasn't aware of as well, because, yeah, I think, I can't remember, somebody from the first fertility person I spoke to said, yeah, if you've got, because your eggs are older, if the sperm is super healthy, then yeah, it's a more positive chance of it becoming a more successful embryo. So yeah, because I can't do anything about the age of my eggs, but I can do something about the quality. So
Exactly. So if we can look at both sides, looking at improving your quality over the 90 days, and yes, we can still, although you've got all the eggs or in reserve, you've got that amount, they do develop over those 90 days. They do develop from that little primordial follicle, which is sitting there into a, mature egg that will hopefully potentially become your future baby. And you can influence that journey. And I think that's a really empowering process to be able to know that you are actually influencing the journey of that egg. And I always say my role is not to get you pregnant. My role is to get you to have a healthy baby. So that's step one, is getting you a healthy pregnancy. And that step one starts 90 days before you conceive. And that's when you really set the foundation for that DNA. We have this precious window of opportunity to optimize the DNA we're passing on to our future child. And that's an exciting and also really important, I feel like, responsibility that we have to our future children, to obviously improve our chances of conceiving them, which is what we all really want, but to set them up for the best start in life by improving both sides of the coin, and getting that healthy embryo and lovely healthy pregnancy and beautiful healthy Eloise.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate you coming. I know there'll be a lot of people listening who really resonate with this journey. I think a lot of people are conceiving as they get older. We're having careers where we're, really busy women, going to uni, getting careers. And when we want to settle down, it is sort of late 30s, 40s that we are sort of settling down. So if there are other women listening who are in a similar position, who are over 40 and on this journey, what advice would you like to leave them with?
I think my biggest bit of advice would be really question your blood test results. Don't just settle for within the normal range. That was probably the biggest eye-opener for me, is what is that optimal point that we want it to be, not just it's okay and it's good. That would be my first step. If you're going to go, if you have to go down that IVF route, I strongly recommend, getting yourself in the most optimal position possible to go into IVF. So for me, it was doing your program and just educating myself and, surrounding myself with good, nutritious whole foods. That would be, so you're setting yourself up to go down that journey. So hopefully, you might not need IVF, which would be amazing, but if you do, because it is just a mind-blowing, evolution for fertility. But I think you will set yourself up for better success. And as opposed to going through that, because it is hard, and then finding out all about this after is, and having hope that, even over 40, you've still got stuff in your control. It's not, dead in the water. There is things that you can do to get a successful pregnancy. And like you said, it's not just about falling pregnant, but it's the pregnancy itself and having a healthy baby at the end. And that would be my biggest thing, is just question it, educate yourself, and things are in your control. Before, you might not think they are, but they are, to a certain extent. So do everything in your power, and then you're in, the best possible position, I think.
Well, thank you so much. I love that advice, and hopefully those people who are struggling can hear that advice and empower themselves. I think that's probably hopefully one of the biggest things that I would like to give to women, is that empowerment, as you said, to be able to be in control, to always say, look, get a copy of your test results, look at them, understand what they mean, and hopefully that will empower you to be there and ask more questions. Why is it in this range? Why is it in that range? It is something that, helps you on that journey, and hopefully to create that healthy pregnancy.
Definitely,
Well,
definitely.
thank you for joining me, and so lovely to see you again.
Okay.
And all the
Good to
best.
you
I hope you
too.
had a lovely Christmas and everything with Eloise. And I look forward to
Yes.
speaking to you again soon.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Tasha. I
Emily.
appreciate it.
Bye
Thank
for
you.
now.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Conceive Baby podcast. To help you move forward on your journey to pregnancy, I've created your free fertility checklist for you. This checklist provides simple swaps you can make that can have a significant impact on your chances of conceiving and carrying your healthy baby. So be sure to head to conceivebaby.com.au/checklist to download your free fertility checklist today.